the truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 18th, 2022, and thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We've got a lot of news to get through today, and unfortunately, some of it is really, really bad. It looks like the war in Ukraine has started. Kiev is just firing artillery and bombs and all kinds of stuff into the Donbass, and the corporate media, not surprisingly, is trying to say somehow this is all Vladimir Putin's fault. You know, he is to blame. And some of the propaganda is pathetically obvious, and we'll be getting into that a little bit later in the show. So we're going to do as much news as we can. And by the way, at some point, go over to whatreallyhappened.com and just page through all the news and all the stuff that's going back and forth, because there's an almost surrealist feeling right now, like in the days just before we went into Iraq, when everybody knew what was coming on. We were being lied to, from all sides by the corporate media and the government, and it feels just like that. So Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. First of all, happy Joe Stack Day. This is the anniversary of the day when Joe Stack flew his airplane into the offices of the Internal Revenue Service over a dispute in which the IRS had basically seized his business and his home and destroyed his life, and Joe Stack took his revenge. It later came on out the IRS had in fact messed up the account, and but you know how inflexible the IRS can be about such things. All right, getting into our domestic politics here, the Durham probe of the plot against Donald Trump, and let's be honest, against all of us, is growing, and a DC insider says somebody inside the government gave them permission to do this. So whether that was CIA or who knows what it is, but everyone around the world is saying this is far worse than Watergate, and it really, really is. Now, Durham's investigation into the fake information that triggered an impeachment proceeding against Trump on the basis of his alleged complicity with Russia is opening up new leads. And it turns out that false information originated from Rodney Jaffe, an expert in computer security and winner of an FBI Cybersecurity Award. He was entrusted with internet security at the White House despite having been convicted of serious fraud, which should have been enough to preclude him from any government position, not even dog catcher here. And in this position, it was easy to basically cull all the traffic data, not only from the White House, but from Trump Tower and Donald Trump's apartment located in a separate building. He then exploited that data to try and manufacture a false connection between Donald Trump to Russia. And again, everybody was like picking away at that while saying, oh, uranium won't forget. We don't need to look at that. It's just business as usual here. observers are now out there saying that Hillary's plot against Donald Trump has all the signs of a seditious conspiracy. And and Earl Russman, executive vice president of Eurasia Group, is agreeing this is much worse than Watergate, and it really, really is. Now, Rudy Giuliani is out there again saying, I have about 1,000 pieces of evidence against Hillary stashed in my den. Well, Rudy, I would not be talking about where you're keeping that evidence. There might be an unexplained fire in the very near future. I think one of the biggest mistakes that Vince Foster did was his incriminating information against the Clintons was kept in his White House office safe. And that safe was broken into immediately following Foster's death. So, Rudy, learn from history, please, here. Now, Michael Sussman has filed a motion to dismiss charges in the Durham probe and claims it was an overreach to accuse him of lying to a federal agent as part of these Hillary spying claims here. So he's trying to get off the hook, wiggle his way off of that any way that he can. All righty. A new Rasmussen poll reveals that 47% of Americans strongly agree that Biden's mental decline is apparent. And it definitely really is. Meanwhile, Biden did something on video that just everybody's saying, why are you even saying that? He basically admitted that he runs from his job and goes on vacation as much as he can, which if you're just a puppet leader, you know, you get to do that kind of a thing. And Biden's problems are definitely affecting the Democratic Party as a whole. The Democratic Party brand has become so toxic in rural America, liberals are removing yard signs and their bumper stickers. So it's really that bad. The Democrats' own internal polling shows voters think they're focused on the wrong things, leading to a 22 disaster. The Democrats are focused on open borders and LGBTQ and various things like that. And Americans want the economy fixed. They want out of these stupid wars. And, yeah, I mean, there's going to be massive vote fraud in November, okay? But remember in 2016, there was massive election fraud, but the American people overwhelmed that system and were able to defeat it. Now, one of the things that the Democrats are doing, you know, Biden is going to temporarily suspend the gas tax to make life easier between now and the midterms. And Democrats are now walking away from their gun control policies, realizing that most Americans do not agree with that. Most Americans are Second Amendment supporters. A vast majority of Americans are gun owners. They're law-abiding. They do not misuse their guns. So the Democrats are going to kind of slide away from that between now and November. And then once the elections are over, the gun grabbers will be back in full force here. Now, getting on to January 6th, the attorney Jonathan Mosley, who represents a member of the Oath Keepers, Kelly Meigs of Florida, has filed a motion to intervene in a lawsuit that seeks to compel the U.S. Capitol Police to release more than 14,000 hours of video from surveillance cameras, smartphones, and police body cameras. And Nancy Pelosi is out there saying, no, this is, you know, we have sovereign immunity. This is private property. No, it isn't. The taxpayers pay for all of that information. They are public records. There is no legitimate reason for them to be withheld other than they contradict the official spin. Now, Trump's new Truth Social Media is now in beta testing. Certain selected individuals are being allowed to use it. They're saying you're all going to love it, and already we're seeing attack pieces come on out saying, oh, no, Trump's social media site, it's just as restrictive and censoring as anybody else. So they're really afraid of that. Remember when they were on the warpath against Getter? You know, they were breaking the monopoly of Twitter and Facebook and the rest of them. They don't really like that. They want a monopoly on controlling the minds of America, and we are taking that away from them. Getting on back to Twitter, Andy Ngo has been suspended for reporting on a death threat he received. And it's strange how journalists and Antifa can post docs of all the people on the hacked GiveSendGo database. But no, you can't talk about when you're receiving death threats, you know, because that makes the left look really bad, and that just cannot be allowed. Over at CNN, their decline is continuing. Alison Golust, the woman who former CNN President Jeff Zucker was having an affair with, has now resigned from her position as the network's chief marketing officer. And interestingly enough, up in Pennsylvania, in the Norwin School District, they have now ended the requirement that CNN be played in the homeroom classrooms. I was not even aware that was a requirement in schools. I know CNN is in all the airports and everything because they pay the airports money. You know, we'll put up the screens, we'll show our propaganda, you get a piece of the action, and everybody goes home happy here. So, the new policy will permit teachers to use their own discretion and broadcast patriotic videos if they so desire. Well, good for them. On the topic of election fraud, a group investigating Wisconsin election fraud recently presented their interim findings about the 2020 election. Now, over the last 14 months, this group has had 1,500 volunteers, and they spent $60,000 purchasing election lists at the state and county level. They are now using a supercomputer in Texas to crunch through the data through 8 separate stages. And interestingly enough, these same databases that cost the election integrity group $60,000 were provided free to Democrats. So anyway, getting on to COVID-19, and I am rushing because I want to get to this Ukraine situation here. The CDC has finally admitted that natural COVID immunity protection is superior to what you get from the vaccines. So once again, those gosh darn tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists have been proven right. Meanwhile, the FDA has been exposed for facilitating this scam, this whole COVID-19. It was a government-forced money grab to enrich the pharmaceutical companies who are very generous campaign donors going into the midterm elections. And there was a video about this, but Twitter deleted the video. Okay, they can't challenge the truth, so they're just going to shut it on off. You know, you don't need to know about the money that's going on in the background between the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies. We reported yesterday on how the FDA gets $1 billion every year from the pharmaceutical companies. Now, the FDA is supposed to be a government agency regulating the pharmaceutical industries on behalf of we the people. And if they're taking $1 billion from those same industries they're supposed to regulate, that is an obvious conflict of interest. Okay. Now, there was an interesting article over in Journal NEO. The United Nations Population Fund has been conducting a study about declining birth rates in the U.S. and Europe. And they show a sharp decline in fertility since October 2020 in all the countries studied. And they're trying to say, well, this is because people prefer to avoid pregnancy in unstable times. I think that's a cover for the fact that these mRNA shots are indeed sterilizing humans. So anyway, Bill Gates is back out there saying that the mRNA vaccines will eliminate colds and the flu. Yes, and Windows Millennium Edition was supposed to be a great operating system as well. And just a reminder, Bill Gates is not a doctor. He's got no medical education. He's just heavily invested in vaccine companies. It's all about the Benjamins here. And this is getting to be a very alarming situation. This is out of Natural News. Doctors and scientists are baffled by the massive numbers of people showing AIDS-like symptoms following mass vaccinations. Okay, and we have reported before on growing evidence that these mRNA shots wreck your own natural immunity. Now, from the point of view of the pharmaceutical companies, the medical industrial complex, this is a good thing, because if you're constantly sick, they can make more money off of you. Okay? You know, the medical industrial complex loves chronic illness the way the defense contractors love chronic war. That's just the way the world works here. All righty. Out in California, Governor Newsom has announced a full-time team to combat COVID propaganda machines, meaning anybody who's up there saying, you know, these shots don't keep you from getting COVID, don't keep you from passing it on. They're causing strokes and blood clots and heart problems, you know. And, well, no, that's propaganda. And, you know, Governor Newsom wants you to believe that these mRNA shots are safe and effective and you will go on taking them because it makes a lot of money for everybody who's got stock in these companies. Meanwhile, leaked emails have revealed a collusion by CDC and big tech to try and control the COVID and vaccine narrative and try to silence dissent. You know, this is an attack on our right to freedom of speech to express concerns about the real safety of some of these products being forced on this. So these emails that were between CDC and Facebook show the CDC guiding Facebook's message. So maybe we should call it CDC book or Meta book. There's another name there. Last January, the CEO of an insurance company right here in Indiana disclosed in a virtual Chamber of Commerce that his company had seen a 40% increase in all causes death in the last half of 2021, describing it as four times higher than a once in 200 years event. The insurance companies are currently in trouble. And that startling rise came as the daily number of deaths from COVID was less than half of what it was the previous year, suggesting the vaccines are the most likely cause. Now, remember, those insurance companies, when they're compiling their data, they go from what the doctors put on the death certificates, and the doctors are not going to put on the death certificate, you know, died from COVID vaccine, or they risk losing their medical license. So they'll put myocarditis and pericarditis. And if you don't understand those are known side effects of the mRNA shots, you'll just say, okay, it's just another cause of death. But the overall death rate in this country is climbing, okay? So much for Hippocrates and, first of all, do no harm. Current estimates are now that 73% of Americans are now immune to Omicron. That sounds to me like we are getting close to herd immunity and we can drop all of this nonsense. And apparently over in Denmark, the officials there have agreed. They just announced there is no reason to administer any more COVID-19 shots. Okay. So let's get up to Canada. Things are getting very ugly there. And there's an article that came on out from Russia Today that really nails it on the head, saying this democratic nation has turned into a dictatorship. And Justin Trudeau and his cabinet were urged by their American counterparts last week to put an end to the protest, the Canadian Freedom Convoy and their supporters. And protesting is a protected right in both nations, but we both have governments that are saying, you know, rights, schmites, you know, we just want to get, you know, things done here. So Canada has gone full communist regime, and the new acting Ottawa police chief announced that people should not come to the downtown core for the unlawful activity of engaging in demonstrations. So, now peaceful protests, which are a right under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, have been declared by imperial edict to be unlawful. Now, the Ottawa City Council voted to shut down the roads into Ottawa since former RCMP, retired Ontario Provincial Police, veterans and convoy organizers were asking people to get to Ottawa. And to pump up the appearance of this being a dangerous protest, the Parliament building received extra fencing around it. We talked about the fencing was going on up here. Now, there have been two separate legal challenges filed yesterday against the Canadian government's invocation of the Emergencies Act by Justin Trudeau. And both are basically operating over the fact that the legal standard to use this Emergencies Act has not been met. And so they are trying to fight back. Now, the bad news is, we reported yesterday, the Canadian Parliament had held a debate about Justin Trudeau's invocation of the Emergencies Act, and we're going to have a vote on it Monday to possibly shut it down. That vote has now been canceled. So, now, there was a very revealing article that came on out of Natural News, and it says the Nazis weren't defeated. They went underground, and they now run Canada and the world. And they're talking about how the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, remember a little while ago, Trudeau got in trouble for attacking a Jewish member of the parliament and saying, you want to stand with those people who are waving swastikas. Well, the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, Chrystia Freeland, the one who's out there grabbing bank accounts, is the granddaughter of an actual Nazi collaborator and propagandist named Michael Chomiak. So if the shoe fits, wear it. Okay, we've got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back here with more news, and I do want to get on to Russia and Ukraine. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the dictatorship of Canada, or specifically of Justin Trudeau. And in Ottawa, two key organizers of the Freedom Convoy, Tamara Litch and Chris Barber, have been arrested. And Tamara is the mother of three. She delivered a tearful message saying that she's probably going to jail, and she's okay with that. And she says, I want you to know I'm not afraid. And the Ottawa police have now created a no-go zone in the center of the capital. In other words, you're not allowed to go anywhere near there. And so it's really getting tense up there. Now, we mentioned this before, but the Canadian police, or this is actually coming down from Justin Trudeau, if any truck drivers are arrested, any pets they have with them, usually dogs, will be euthanized. And that is a degree of cruelty that a lot of people are not happy with. And, you know, where is, you know, PETA when you really need them is my question here. You know, it's almost like Trudeau, he either is oblivious to the hostility he is building in the Canadian people, or he just doesn't care. Okay. And Canada's Justice Minister David Lametti is still out there saying that they're going to try and freeze the bank accounts of pro-Trump supporters who donated to the Freedom Convoy. And, you know, if they're already seizing the accounts of those who donated to the Freedom Convoy, why pick out the pro-Trump people for special attention? There's something very odd about that. Meanwhile, former Canadian police and military veterans held a major press conference issuing a warning to be careful about being set up by the media and the Canadian government to look like terrorists. And following that, there was an incident over in this natural gas pipeline in northern British Columbia. 20 axe-wielding attackers basically set on the security guards. Initially, I thought this was going to be blamed on the truckers, but it turned out to be an environmental group, a Native Canadian environmental group. But why they chose this particular moment to do it, I don't know. Meanwhile, in Vancouver, radio host Kid Carson has been fired for broadcasting comments in support of the Freedom Convoy. And that's, you know, it's a total crackdown, and every, you know, it's a tyranny. Remember what I said, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it, and that is what is happening here. Okay, now, interestingly enough, Justin Trudeau's crackdown on protests under the Emergency Act specifically exempts refugees, asylum seekers, immigrants, ethnic minorities, and other protected people. Yeah, really. It's, you know, it's very, very selective here. And the simple version is anyone can now protest in Canada except the Canadian people. So that's where he's going with that one. The Canadian government is now telling mainstream media journalists to stay away from the police and not document what they are doing to the protesters. Any media people who show up will be arrested. So, and but, you know, videos are still getting out. I saw one where the Canadian police, already wounded protester, was being beaten and kneed by some of these police officers and just thrown on the ground. This is brutalizing the population of Canada. That's what's going on here. And the propaganda campaign has come on out saying that liberty activists are Russian pawns. You know, if you want liberty, you must be a Russian, you know, because real Canadians and real Americans love their government slavery, so forth and so on. It's a great deal of nonsense, and it violates the first rule of propaganda in that propaganda does have to be believable in order to be believed, and this clearly is not. There's a couple of other examples coming up that I'm going to share with you here. Over in France, in their Freedom Convoy, Paris police opened fire at the Gare du Nord station. Several were wounded, one protester killed. So there we are. Down in Australia, the police are using sonic weapons and these microwave skin burner weapons against the protesters in Canberra. Okay. And again, you know, this microwave gizmo, it's a torture device. It makes you feel like you are on fire. You know, they pass it off as saying, well, it's a non-lethal way of crowd control. But it's basically, you know, flogging with all the modern improvements is really what it comes down to. Meanwhile, the American truckers are preparing to drive from California to the District of Columbia. They're calling it the People's Convoy. They're planning on arriving in Washington, D.C. on March 1st. They are leaving from Barstow on February 23rd, and already the D.C. police have canceled all vacations and leaves. They're getting ready for a confrontation there as well. I imagine that all these convoys have got the global elites scared out of their minds. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about events in Russia, Spain, Europe. And, you know, the spin cycle is on full warp drive at this particular point. Now, I've commented before, the Daily Mail is basically the tip of the spear for, you know, pushing for war with Russia and trying to blame Russia for everything. And this is their headline that they ran earlier today. Putin finally springs his false flag. Car bomb rocks Ukrainian separatist capital in assassination attempt hours after mass evacuation of civilians was announced. Now, the car belonged to Denis Serenkov, head of the regional security in Donetsk, and it appeared to be an assassination attempt. So the Daily Mail spin does not even make sense. How does a car bomb, in a pro-Russian separatist area, how does that work for Putin? And why would Putin try and assassinate, a pro-Russian separatist here? Ukraine certainly would want to assassinate this guy. You know, and if Putin wants to kill somebody, he has much more subtle and untraceable ways to do it. So this is just pure bovine excrement being shoved into this situation. Now, Putin did not allow himself to be goaded into invading Ukraine. In fact, what he's done is really very, very clever. The guy's got marbles. What can I tell you? The Russian Constitution requires Putin to protect Russian people. And I think the war planners were hoping that when Ukraine started bombing the heck out of the separatist republics, that Russia would step in militarily. Putin did not. First of all, he pulled the plug on the Russian government's attempt to recognize Donetsk and Lugansk as separate independent republics. And now he is simply evacuating all of the Russians from Lugansk and Donetsk. He's bringing them across the border into the Russian republics. He's going to support them, give them money, give them new homes. And so he has fulfilled his obligation under the Russian Constitution without triggering a war. Well, so now Ukraine is out there shelling all over the place, and the media is out there trying to find some way to make you think that this is all Russia's fault. And they are failing miserably when they try, you know, a blatantly obvious stupidity like the Daily Mail just shoved out there. You know, it's definitely not going to work. Now, apparently, there was a kindergarten in Ukrainian-controlled territory that exploded. They were saying that it was a retaliation for shelling into the separatist regions by Ukraine. But the media is out there saying, well, these are Russian forces. No, they're not. They're Lugansk and Donetsk forces. And in any event, the kindergarten, no kids were hurt. They're saying two teachers were injured. It strikes me that the false flag is coming from our side, not the Russian side here. Now, the Lugansk suburbs were shelled in Ukrainian military attacks overnight. They're saying that, hang on a second, the Ukrainian army had used 122-millimeter artillery systems. These are really large pieces of artillery. They'd used mortars and anti-tank guided missiles. And the Donetsk People's Republic says Kiev forces fired 18 rounds from 120-millimeter mortars on the outskirts of frontline village. So we know who's doing the shooting in the region. It's not Russia. It is Ukraine. Now, both the Donetsk People's Republic and the Lugansk People's Republic are urging residents to evacuate into Russia while the shelling from Ukraine intensifies. So Ukraine is probably going to succeed in gaining control over those territories, and all they're going to have is a lot of dirt because the people will be gone. Donetsk reports Ukrainian artillery barrages. I just mentioned that. They're also saying there's going to be an assault with U.S.-supplied landing craft. Sergei Lavrov has come on out saying that Russia is alarmed by the escalation of shelling and the use of arms banned by the Minsk Accords in Donbass. Well, the Minsk Accords have been shredded. You know, they were about as binding as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was here. Military communities in North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee are sending thousands of troops to Europe right now to bolster NATO in anticipation of a conflict with Russia, which is being started by Ukraine. 4,700 troops from Fort Bragg have started arriving in Poland. Fort Campbell is preparing for their deployment. The 18th Airborne Corps is also deploying about 200 soldiers as a joint task force capable headquarters up to Germany. So it's on. We're going to have World War III. And, the U.S. media is trying to make you believe that this was all started by Russia. But, I mean, use your own eyes, your own ears, use your own brain. Who is shooting at who right now this minute? That tells you all you need to know. Now, over in the Ukrainian parliament, one of their members, Yanchenko, is out there saying that the crazy U.S. media coverage is a bigger threat to Ukraine than a possible Russian invasion. Okay, now you remember earlier this week, first part of the week, they were saying Russia's going to invade on Wednesday. Russia's going to invade on Wednesday. And Wednesday came and went, and, you know, we were celebrating happy Russian invasion day. That didn't happen. Now the White House is trying to claim they never said that. You know, they're saying they're anticipating Russia will invade sometime soon. But they're saying we don't know where that thing about February 16th came from. You know, it didn't come from us. Now, that one rates five Pinocchios right there. All right. Now, the U.S. is out there, again, pushing the propaganda. Russia is manufacturing the pretext for war. This was the content of Antony Blinken's speech to the United Nations, and all I can say is pot, meat, kettle, kettle, meat, pot. Now, Kamala Harris is on her way to Munich to join security talks. Joe Biden is staying home. This is almost an acknowledgement that he is not functional any longer, and Kamala Harris is basically stepping in. And, you know, a lot of people are saying she's really not competent to be doing it either. Representative Tim Burchett, a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said she couldn't pour something out of a boot if there were instructions on the heel. You know, she can't find the southern border, much less the Ukrainian border. Yeah, absolutely here. All righty, getting on to other parts of the world. War hawk Lindsey Graham is out there warning Biden of screwing up with Iran. And according to Graham, Iran, rather than Russia or China, poses the most serious threat to the world. You know, how dare they build their country over all of our oil here? So, during a press briefing in Jerusalem on Monday, there's a dead giveaway, Graham declared that stopping a nuclear Iran is more consequential than Russia invading Ukraine or China attacking Taiwan. Now, a little bit of backstory on here. Nobody has ever found any evidence that Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon. Israel has been screaming that Iran is within weeks of having a nuclear weapon for the last 30 years. Okay, now the IAEA is all over Iran. That was one of the conditions of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that both the United States and Iran signed and ratified. And the IAEA has not found any evidence of a nuclear weapons program. Iran is building power stations. They are creating medical isotopes. They're doing industrial applications of radio technology, all of which is allowed to them under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Now, Israel is still out there trying to spin back against Amnesty International's report saying that Israel is, in fact, an apartheid state. And they are. You know, there's nothing in the Amnesty report that can be contradicted or disproven. They just laid it right out there. Meanwhile, yesterday the Israeli military shot down a drone they claim was, you know, being sent by Hezbollah and entered from Lebanon and violated Israeli airspace. Just one drone here. And, you know, they deployed Iron Dome interceptors and fighter jets were scrambled. Now, this may be another hoax here because Israel is desperate to invade Lebanon to get access to the Litani River. Israel is short on water. They have desalinization plants, they have water wells, and they have some internal sources of water. But they want that Litani River. That was what they were after the last time they invaded Lebanon. So they figure everybody's going to be distracted looking at Ukraine and Russia, and now's the time to grab that water supply. And to heck with everybody who's downstream here. Over in China, a Chinese anti-submarine helicopter was spotted inside Taiwan's air defense identification zone. And maybe it's time to clear up what that means. Every country has what is called their territorial space. That is their landmass, their sea space out to 12 miles is the international recognition. And the airspace is the same way. It's the air over the nation plus out to 12 miles. But countries maintain a much wider surveillance area called the Air Defense Identification Zone. If something comes on in there, they have adequate time to try and determine what it may be. So, but, you know, this is another way of China pushing the button on going into Taiwan. All righty. So, grab your popcorn and beers, people. World War III is really cranking up this weekend. Anyway, getting to the economic news here, Biden's American Rescue Plan, according to unemployment data, is actually destroying black jobs. So there is another management failure from the White House here. And Bidenflation has triggered a major downfall of consumer sentiment to a 10-year low. People are just not certain what's going to be happening in the near future. And also, in another major situation, the U.S. trade war on China has been an economic disaster for Americans. And, you know, at the end of January, the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal made under Trump expired. And basically, Trump said it was a transformative victory for the U.S. And, overall, though, it has not really worked out. And again, is this a well-managed country or not? I think that's no. All right, getting into some of the woke news here. This is a little bit old. It was sort of down on my talking points. Over in the North Pennsylvania School District, there was a fifth grade teacher who made the white students stand up and apologize to black kids for their skin color. The parents are very, very upset, as well as they should be. Now, can you imagine what the reaction would be if a teacher made the black kids stand up and apologize to the white kids for their skin color? All right? I mean, you don't end racism by being racist. That is just common sense. Absolutely. There has been, I guess you could call it, the modern incarnation of book burning. Woke students decolonized their school library by throwing away, destroying all books by white authors, apparently including Mark Twain. Now, down at the University of North Texas, there is a professor, Timothy Jackson, who is suing the school after it took action against him for publishing a series of articles rejecting the idea that music theory is a product of white supremacy. Yeah, really. I mean, it was a silly idea on the face of it. But the lawsuit alleges the University of North Texas violated Jackson's First and 14th Amendment rights by removing him from the academic journal he co-established after he wrote and shared a series of works that students and faculty did not like. It's racist to say that music theory isn't white supremacy. I mean, that's how convoluted all of this nonsense has really, really become. All righty. Now, a little bit of common sense breaking out in Great Britain. Teachers are now being told they cannot promote Black Lives Matter in the schools anymore. This is part of a program to crack down on political bias in the schools. I think it's an excellent idea. We definitely need it here. Schools need to go back to being about reading, writing, and arithmetic, science, engineering, art, music, those kind of things, rather than liberal ideology and drag queen story hour. Okay. Now, down in Florida, they have a bill intended to limit young kids' exposure to subjects such as gender and sexual orientation before they're old enough to understand. I absolutely agree. Biden does not. He is out there on the war path against this bill. And One American News was running this story about the liberal attack on these laws that are being passed in states, saying that, you know, kids below a certain age should not even be exposed to such things until they're old enough to really understand them. And the liberals are calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill, which is not at all what these laws are about. It's simply about saying we have to have age appropriateness taken into consideration in the educational curriculum. Now, when the kids get a little older, high school, college, you can talk about this stuff all you want. But when you're talking about little kids who are not old enough to understand what sexuality is or even understand their own sexuality, this is an education. This is propagandization. This is selling transgenderism and the LGBTQ lifestyle as a fashion accessory. Okay. Now, the House has passed a bill that would allow the Biden administration to sanction foreign individuals who oppose LGBT ideology. I'm sorry, that's not the job of the government to do. You know, we want the government to, you know, keep the infrastructure running, keep the economy running, you know, keep the streets of America safe, you know, and not go on out there and say, we're going to sanction you because you don't like gay people. You know, too bad. That's not what we pay our government to do. Anyway. Now, over in Philadelphia, their school district. Oh, my goodness, how time flies when you're rousing the rabble here. We'll be right back after.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no
way. Welcome back to our show here. And over in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia School District has changed its admissions policy in the name of diversity and equity. They lowered standards. They did away with standardized testing and discounted the importance of good grades. And so what they did is they set up a lottery, And parents are arguing this is shutting out top students. And we have seen similar things in New York, Boston, and Virginia. Now, the problem is when you prioritize race over education, you get some serious problems. And a whistleblower has come forward revealing that in Baltimore's Patterson High School, 77% of the students have an elementary school or lower reading level. Okay. That is not how you build a nation for a technological future. The singer Adele got into trouble. She said she loves being a woman at the Brit Awards, which are supposed to be gender neutral. And, you know, she is a woman. She said, "I love being a woman." And, oh, my goodness, no, you can't say that. Yeah, freedom of speech, I think. All righty. Over in Douglas County in Colorado, the schools were shut down recently after nearly 1,500 teachers called in sick to protest the recently elected conservative school board that overturned the mask mandate. And frankly, if I were the school board, I would start firing those teachers. Meanwhile, First Lady Jill Biden has confirmed Democrats have abandoned the promise for free community college. You know, we need the money to go bomb people around the world. You know, government is choosing, government is prioritizing, and bombing people is the top priority here. A little bit of climate news here, and I hate to say I told you so. No, actually, I really like it here. There is a new study out saying that corn ethanol is no better and actually may be worse than burning ordinary gasoline. And, you know, it sounded real good in the sound bites, and it created corn shortages, I might add. But they're saying, in fact, burning ethanol may be worse for the climate than just burning gasoline alone. Well, you know, science doesn't really matter. It sounded good, and it certainly made green activists wealthy along the way here. Now, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change up at the United Nations is in hot water again. They issued a new report in which the medieval warming period, which we all know is an established scientific fact, sort of disappeared from their data of global temperatures, you know, and, you know, they're still out there. And I think what's happening now that COVID is fading away and the boy who cried COVID is being sent to the woodshed, they're going to push climate change again to try and maintain total control over our lives. And it's just another hoax by a government that does not know any other way to run a country than through lies, fraud, and deception. Okay, we're at the take a station break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Let us know what you think about this stupidity happening in Ukraine. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.